last purpose. Are you guys ready? Are you ready? We're going to read plenty of verses from Ruth chapter 1. And we'll read in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the days in where the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. So a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech. His wife was Naomi, and the two names of the son were Malaham and Kilion. They were Ephraimites from Bethlehem, Judah, and they went to Moab to live there. Now Malik, Noemi's husband, died, and then she was left with her two sons. They married a Moabite woman, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. After they had lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Noemi was left without her two sons and her husband. Verse 6, when Noemi heard of Moab that the Lord had come to aid his people by providing them food for them, she said and her daughter-in-laws prepared to return home from there. With her two daughter-in-laws, she left the place where she had been living and set out to the road that would take them back to the land of Judah. Noemi said to her two daughter-in-laws, "Go back, each of you, to your mother's homes. May the Lord show you kindness as you have shown kindness to your dead husbands and to me. May the Lord grant you each of you will to find rest in a home of another husband." Then she kissed them goodbye, and they wept aloud and said to her, "We will go back with you to your people." 11. But Noemi said, "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband. Even if I thought I were there, I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight." And they then gave birth to sons. "Would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters. It is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has turned against me." And this they wept aloud. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung on to her. "Look," said Noemi, "your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her." But Ruth replied, "Don't argue me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and there you stay, I stay. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, but it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me." When Noemi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day that you have blessed us with. I ask for those who are not able to make it tonight and those who are here ready to receive, Lord. We'll give you honor and glory. And we ask that you may be a medicine for us. We ask for those who are not with us as well. We pray for them. In your name we pray, amen. Go ahead and take your seats. Thank you for those who have come to visit us. How many of you guys struggled to come to the house of God today? Oh, everybody's in victory. Today is day of the Lord. Sometimes we struggle. You know, tonight, you made the correct decision. Tonight, you made the best decision. Because your decisions define your victory. And this night, you are in the correct place. We cannot expect victories and blessings when we are taking the wrong decisions. And we don't realize that we're making the wrong choices. You don't make the correct decisions when, you know, you're not aligned with the will of God. And we ask many times, well, why isn't this working? Why isn't this going right? But what's going on is that we're trying so hard to do one thing and the other, and our decisions are not aligned with the will of God. And those decisions influence us to see the victory. Our decisions are influenced. When God puts man in the garden, the scripture says in Genesis that he blessed him. And he gave man will. Today, you made the correct decision, especially when your flesh struggles for you to be here. Your spirit and your flesh were having a battle between one another. When we talk about putting will, it meant that man was going to make his own decisions. Me and you have to make our own decisions. Through promise, we have been blessed. Through promise, me and you have been blessed. Through promise, me and you have been blessed. Because of promise, me and you have been blessed. From the moment you lifted your hand and you said, Lord, I accept you into my heart. From there, you have been promised blessings. But you have to continue making decisions. The right ones. And our decisions have to align to the will of God. If God gave Adam decisions to make their own will and for them to submit to God and the will of God, there's many blessings. And sometimes we have to live through the consequences of the wrong decisions. How many of you guys are still paying consequences for choices that we've made in the past? Because many of us are still paying the consequences for the decisions that we once made. Don't turn to look to your husband or to your wife. Some of you guys understood and some of you didn't. Some were trying to look through the corner of their eye. Look, the story of tonight has to deal with a family. How all of one family, because of the choices of one man for a family, finishes in ruins. The father made a decision under pressure. And we're going to see how when this family how a decision can bring tragedy, but how others bring blessing. Number one, for those who take notes, learn to make decisions in the middle of crisis. Learn how to make decisions in the middle of crisis. Some of us don't know how to make choices under pressure. Some of us don't know how to make decisions in crisis. Many of us make decisions with our emotions. And sometimes our situation pressures us, and we don't ask God to help us in our choices. And when you don't ask God, the results are going to be very different. Some of us are living in the consequences of what our fathers once made. Because some went into witchcraft, and others in other bad decisions. But blessed be God our Father, because we found the one who took all death, all spirit, everything that had been passed down onto us, and who has broken every chain that has come over us. I don't know about you, but I'd be giving glory to God. And I'd be saying, thank you, Lord, for reminding me that I am now free. Verse 1 and 2, if we look at it, there was a famine, there was a crisis. They were starving, they didn't have any food. That's what we call a crisis. And there's no food on the land. They were experiencing a famine. They were experiencing starvation. They didn't have any food. And Malik was with his wife. Father here is making a decision, and Malik, Noemi's wife, or husband. And for those of us who have families, we want the best for our families. We look for the best answers for our family. To understand that sometimes, and we have to teach our kids this, that sometimes there's going to be seasons of trouble. We have learned to teach our kids when there's a time of abundance and when there's a time of dryness, of desert. And we've taught them to be thankful regardless of our situation. And you can ask them, and they'll tell you. It's important that our children also understand the times. This family is living in crisis. In no moment does it say that Emelik consulted with God about his decision. There was no mention of him consulting with God about his decision about leaving. When you're starting a business, you consult God. When you want a new car, you consult God. When you want a new house, you consult God. When you want a vacation in Cancun, you consult with God. Are we understanding that our problem is sometimes, understand this, that even in the little things, we don't consult God. And that's why when we confront big things, we're in trouble. And we die in the middle of our situation. Like they say in my country, they give us the shoot. That's not really what it sounds like, but... he said, you know, he forgot, and Malik forgot that the place that he stood on was a place of blessing. Because if you look at the scripture, it says that the whole city left. No, that's not what it said. It said that he took his family somewhere else. Not all people left. Him and other families chose to leave. That's not what we're reading. See, and sometimes our problem is we don't understand the season. Because sometimes God sends those seasons to try our faith. We give marriage counseling. We remind them that you will one day have to experience the desert. And we want to prepare them for whichever situation that they have to confront. That as a family, as a matrimony, sometimes there's not going to be work. In the moment, you can have a very stable job. You've been there for 20 years, and you never thought you'd lose your job, but then you know, boom, you lose it. You lose your job. I've seen pastors that say, hey, this year I'm going to retire. And all of a sudden, they lose their job. They're not part of the union anymore. We plan out, but God has assigned seasons to try our faith. And we're going to have to make those correct decisions to see the victory. It's in those critical moments, in those moments of crisis, where we'll be tried to see our blessings. Look, there are people that it takes time for them to understand the seasons. That there's going to be good moments and bad moments. That there's going to be moments of sickness. There's going to be moments of prosperity. Something that you have to understand, that in each and every one of those moments, God is there. It says in the scripture that He will not abandon us. He will not forget about us. And where you are, He will be present. You know what the problem is? Ask me. What's the problem, Pastor? Our problem is we don't know how to be happy. Our problem is we don't know how to be happy. We don't know how to be happy no matter what the situation is. And sometimes we even say, I want more. And if we're in crisis, we get desperate. We make wrong decisions. Yes or no? And sometimes instead of praying, we dig ourselves a hole, in how we say in my country. Instead of saying, Lord, I need you to open a door. I need you to open a door. Because all he's doing is trying us. And when the hand of God isn't moving in our favor at the time, you know what the first thing we do is sometimes is our form of worship changes. Our form of praise changes. Our attitude changes. Is somebody here tonight? Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, was in these verses. The times showed him that seasons were going to bring different things. And I think that in this country, we have not needed anything. Nothing has been forgotten for us. Hungry, whichever door you knock on, there's food. And that includes me. I'm gonna burn myself too. That sometimes, because of our pride, we don't knock on those doors. Say ouch. If you don't want to say amen, don't have to, but say at least ouch. That sometimes, because of pride, we don't knock on the doors that give us opportunity. And God has had to try us. And the first thing that the enemy puts in our mind is, oh, what are people going to think of me? What are the people going to say? What does Paul say? To live humbly and learn how to live humbly. And that's what being humble is. Sometimes you're going to have to knock on the door for it to open. That his name doesn't let him, or who he is doesn't let him, because we're prideful sometimes. And Malik, the father of the family, was unfocused and forgot about what Judah signified. What that town stood for. Sometimes we're trying to do good for our family, we do them worse. I know I'm speaking to somebody here. And we bring a spirit of death instead to our family. To our descendants. Not just a spiritual death, but even a physical death. If you go with me to verse 3, where that takes us to our next point, which is bringing me close to the end here. Consequences of our bad actions, that's point number 2. If we're reading these verses, it says that in that same year, or his two sons also passed away, not just Ruth's husband or Noemi's husband, but Orpah and Ruth's husband as well. And she could not recover from the death of her two children. How the decision of this man, because of his own choices, of his own will, brought physical death upon his family. They were never ever established in that place. When God says that he's gonna bless you in a place, it doesn't matter if that place sees famine. God sent you there with a purpose. I'm gonna extend myself a couple of minutes. We no longer fit in the smaller place, and we had word that we were going to expand. In a year, we were going to move. God started doing things. He was moving things. And we had to look. Look, God called us to Montclair. But our desperation, in our desperation, we went to go look in Upland. We lived in the city of Upland. We went to the city of Upland. And we told them, look, we want to open a church here. We were very emotional. We were excited. We were praying for this place. We entered. And we were saying, wherever my feet may step, may be blessed. And we were there with flags and we were using the shofars. We made a line. We were in the parking lot and we thought we were conquering. And we thought this is where the church was going to be. And the city of Upland told us, here, we don't want any more evangelistic churches. And I then understood that God didn't call me to Upland. God called us to Montclair. One block. God opened a door for a church. And we had to turn in our place. And I was praying to God, please open the door. Once we understood that our place was in Montclair, we looked in Montclair. I believe it was an angel of God. Were shown two different locations, two different places, and it was between this place and another place. And when you understand where God wants to take you and where he needs you to be, you'll know what the correct decision is. If you want to go see this location, it's still there. The only problem with this place was that it wasn't able to pass inspection. And because they couldn't pass inspection, these people had to leave this other place. And here we come, us from ADS. finances, they didn't have anything. More than a word. I'm not gonna cry. We didn't have anything more than a prophetic word over our lives. And we moved. And Brother Tony told me there were these two places. And when he brought me to this place, I entered. And the Spirit told me something. This is the place. My job for other churches, and when I was working, my job was to pass inspection. And I told Brother Tony, this is going to be a piece of cake. Because I worked in inspection, and these other people couldn't pass inspection. And in the week, we were filling out papers. But do you want to know a little bit more? Not just that. When the city told us you're not allowed to move here and you need a handicap ramp, there's a ramp at the entrance of our building in the parking lot. We put in that ramp. We spent less than $1,000 in materials to put the rent, and the rest went into the down payment. It's because you don't know that when God says he's going to bless you, he's going to open doors and he's going to look for ways so that you can prosper. But you have to embrace the horrible times, the bad seasons, because we have lived in times of crisis. But I can say that up to here, God has helped us. God has been faithful because we believe in him, because he called us. And when God has called you somewhere, he's going to open the door. He's going to allow you to prosper. And it's 1 year we spent over there, and about 10 years we spent here. In another preaching, I'm going to tell you about more of the process. But what I want to take you to is God is faithful. It's like how Abraham said it. When he comes out with his family, with one word, with one promise, he says, get out. Because in the middle of all these people, I can't bless you. Sometimes we have to leave family. Ooh. Sometimes we have to leave that place. And we have to ask God where you will take me. You're not even going to begin to be able to count your blessings. But when you trust in God. Who's going to tell your story? Who's going to tell your story? Isn't it your kids? That when we're not here anymore, that it's not just at the cemetery, at the ceremony. Not just, this was a good pastor, he was a good father. But that they may be able to say, my mother was a woman of faith. My father was a man of God who believed in God and who walked with God. The consequences of our bad decisions. And in the story we see, Amalek, the bad decisions left consequences for their family to play. the place where Amalek took his family was not a place of blessing. There was no blessings there for them. Our season takes us to where the blessings will be. And we have to remember that things aren't going to move our way. Things are going to move according to God. Even if it's going to bring us tears, even if it's going to bring us pain. And with point number 3, I'm going to finish. Align your decisions with the will of God. Align your decisions to the will of God. What does Noemi do? She returns to the place from where her husband fleeted with his family. She chooses to go back to Judah. Now that she is by herself. Now that she is alone. Now she can make the correct decisions. That's why it's crucial that me and my wife make decisions together. I'm not going to continue with the rest of that one. I can extend that, but I'm not going to. Now that she was alone by herself, she can make the correct decisions. I can imagine Naomi walking back to Judah, to her city, thinking, we should have never left. We should have never left. Regardless of the situations, we were fine. Maybe if we would have stayed, my husband would have been alive. My children would have been alive. Sometimes we regret decisions like that. When you run a stop sign or a red light, and we go, and the cop pulls you over, and you're like, oh man. Had I not made that decision, I wouldn't be paying the consequences now. Sometimes we stay paying the consequences because we broke rules, because we weren't moving with God. It says that they began to walk towards Judah because that was the place where God was going to bless them. They should not have left the place of blessing. Judah in Hebrew means recognize God. I recognize God. And I don't think Amalek realized, or I don't know what happened and why he didn't think of that. But I know that when the situation gets bad, we forget. We forget the word. We forget to pray. We lose focus. And we forget that sometimes God can surprise us. I don't want to tire you with all the testimonies, but we have. Do you guys give me permission to? I want to speak on something that happened on Saturday. I'm back to papers. I'm old school right now. I usually carry my iPad. And I went to a family event, a wedding. And they called us, and that there was a lot of traffic, and we had to move quickly. And the place was kind of hitting, so we had to leave already. And I came out of the house with a lot of things in my hand. And I put my iPad on a column, one of the columns that we had there. And I left it there, and we left. And I'm looking for my iPad once we got there, and I can't find it. And I'm thinking to myself, I left it at the house, inside the house. guess what? It wasn't in the house. And I felt, because number one, I hadn't finished paying it off. And I was upset. And my wife told me, we're all here, we're all alive, that's what matters. And that wasn't all I lost. And that wasn't all I was carrying. I was carrying a purse that had bracelets in it. And my wife was carrying her bracelets inside of it. The very expensive ones that you buy on anniversaries. We came to the service on Sunday. And Brother Luis Ventura begins to speak on losses. And I was like, why are you speaking on that? I already lived it. Why do you have to open my wound again? But you realize that someone that has lost children, that lost their family, that lost so much, I realized that I had lost nothing. That I had not lost a thing. Because at the end of the day, it wasn't my life, nothing. It was just simply a bad decision. And now I have to pay the consequences. And my wife is asking for her bracelet because I also lost a bracelet. Judah means recognize God. Many times we forget to recognize God. Forget to recognize him in the middle of the trial, recognize him in the middle of this crisis, to recognize him in the middle of the sickness, to recognize him in the middle of the pandemic, to recognize him in the middle of what you're living through, to recognize him in everything that you're going through, where you think the enemy has dragged you. No. The Lord allowed it so that you can recognize him. The problem is it costs us sometimes. Decision that we've made is to follow God. The best decision we can make is to serve God. The best decision you've made is lifting your head and saying, Lord, I accept you in my heart and everything else of my in my heart. All bad spirits, all witchcraft, I release it because somebody said up to here. Your decisions define your victory. They influence how you're going to live. If you're going to live in victory or if you're going to live broken, or to live stagnant, word, but if the word doesn't align with the will of God, you're going to continue stagnant. You're going to continue broken. But when you begin to align yourself with the will of God, you're going to recognize God. When you recognize God, the way Noemi recognized God, she said, I'm going to return to the land of where we shouldn't have left, where God was going to bless us, where God had established us. And I'm going to embrace whatever my season is. I believe with all my heart. And I'm going to repeat what I said because some of you guys are falling asleep. I believe with all my heart that this is our year. And God wants to see us crowned in victory. Not the coronavirus. Crowned in victory and blessed. Because there's people that continue to live in the pandemic. But I follow the blessing. I live in the blessing. Because I believe that He has a purpose with me. Because I believe that He has a purpose with my family, with my children. And especially in this home. And He's opening the heavens, church. Me and you are receiving the blessings that we are also having on Wednesdays. Align your decisions with the will of God. Our decisions influence in how we're going to live. Continue fighting. Continue walking towards your victory. And I believe that our dance, our worship, is a form of how we're going to get our victory. I could see that God was doing something tonight. God was releasing something. I heard some of us speaking in tongues, and I believe that God was releasing a revival within us. I believe in what the word was and
in what He said over.
In what He said over the house. And if you didn't hear it, I suggest you do go subscribe to our YouTube channel on our Facebook Live and rewatch it. Humanly, we have to suffer. It's going to happen when we're going to suffer. And sometimes we have to sacrifice. I know some of you guys are sacrificing being here in the house of God. But at the same time, you're making the correct decision. Continue fighting the good fight of the faith. Extend your hands to the heavens and give thanks. Because regardless of the circumstances of the situation, we say thank you. Repeat after me. God, help me make the correct decisions to see the blessing that You have promised us to me and my family. In this hour, I believe, together with this house, in the name of Jesus, we give thanks. Take everyone home in traveling mercy. Continue giving us new strength. And that we may wake up tomorrow thinking in this word. and that we may continue believing of what you are to bring. In the name of Jesus, amen.